Hello, it is July 19, 2022, and this is The Whole Truth, hopefully nothing but the truth. I'm your host, Miss Sue Yu. What is war? Part 4, coming up after this. Hello, hello, listeners. I'm glad to be here with you today on a Tuesday afternoon. It's warm, the weather is beautiful, and I plan to get out and get some sun. I'm thinking about traveling more and enjoying life. Sometimes we get so saturated with work, 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 work. And we forget about enjoying our life, getting away from all of it, the BS. You get what I'm saying? Get with some civilization, all right? Calm down and think. Get rid of the pressure, all right? It's going to be all right if I just take a deep breath. What is war? Part 4. I'm here today with you. I want to discuss, and I got some questions. Main causes of war, what are they? I went to Owlation, I'm going to correct myself, .com. It's OWLCATION.com. And I found 8 main causes of war. I sure did. 1, economic gain. 2, territorial gain. 3, religion. 4, nationalism. 5, revenge. 6, civil war. 7, revolutionary war. 8, defensive war. How can those be main causes of war? You tell me. Well, economic gain. Often wars are caused by one country's wish to take control of another country's wealth. Huh. Whatever the other reasons for a war may be, there is very often an economic motive underlying most conflicts. Even if we stated aim of the war is presented to the public as something more noble. In pre-industrial times, the gains desired by a warring country might be precious materials such as gold and silver or livestock such as cattle and horses. So why do we want to interfere or gain what someone else has? Real estate. People want to buy low-income property or low-valued property and increase the value of the property. Some people call it regentrification. Some people say it's flipping houses. But people can no longer afford to live in certain communities. Rent, $2,000 a month for a small little apartment, or $2,000 a month to pay for a mortgage every month. Yes. On top of that, there comes light, gas, telephone, cable, property taxes. But people, there's some that feel like they have to have more. I have to gain. It doesn't matter if people can't afford to live there, or they lived in that neighborhood since they were a child. Now they are forced to move. What about it? Territorial gain. Well, I must come and take over. This is mine. You are trespassing. You don't belong here. Well, I think I should have it. I think I'm entitled to that. You're crossing the boundary line. Some people feel as though it's theirs and it's not theirs. Some know it's not theirs, but still they want it. Religion. My religion is more important. I have the right religion. There is only one religion. My religion. People must focus on my religion and follow my religion and believe what I believe. And my religion has to dominate. Wherever I go, my religion has to be there. On the job, in the communities, in supermarkets, in public places, in government. I will not separate church from state. We must incorporate my religion. And all these other religions are wrong. And I must get people to submit to my religion. There is no freedom of religion. There's only one religion, and I must just believe on the base of one religion. And that religion must consume and become the one and only religion. Oh, there is a war, but some people just don't want to admit it. Nationalism. Well, what is nationalism? I can think of that as someone that wants to have complete control. Complete. Not just control, but complete. Identification with one's own nation and support for its interests, especially to the exclusion or detriment of the interests of other nations. Advocacy of or support for the political independence of a particular nation or people. What is a simple definition of nationalism? Loyalty and devotion to a nation, especially a sense of national consciousness. Exalting one nation above all others and placing primary emphasis on promotion of its culture and interests as opposed to those of other nations or... What? Are you serious? Supranational groups. Intense nationalism. And on and on and on. Some believe there's only one way. And it's that way. Their way. Right. And some people will not stop until all nations fall under their nation. Creating unhappiness and dysfunction. Some people think that their desires, their thinking, their values are superior. And everyone that's in this world must go along with them. What a sad way to live. But it's true. It happens whether I want to believe it or not, whether I want to ignore it, it's still real. So there are main causes of war And some people have their own take. They have their own opinions, viewpoints. They can criticize, they can debate. We can generalize right now and be more specific later. Nationalism, religion, territorial gain, economic gain, now revenge. Some people feel as though they are entitled to certain things that they do not have. Entitled to humanity. Entitled to be heard. Entitled to housing. Entitled to employment. Entitled to food and clothes. Entitled to health care. And they did so much to try to obtain, only to be denied. Some people feel like they have the right to feel safe, and they tried. So now, how do they get it? How do they become part of society with respect and dignity without getting revenge? Why try to do it the right way? I tried to go through the proper channels, but it seems like people, they have a certain opinion about certain people. They don't like certain individuals, so they're not going to treat them with respect. They want to see them get revenge because they want that war. That war is to eradicate their beliefs. They will not admit that they caused the revenge for war. But they did. Sometimes we try to do things the right way. We try to go and pay for services, and people don't want to render the service, the respect, the customer service. And when we aren't paying customers, it might be a free service, they still feel as though they don't have to. No. Render respect and customer service. And they think that people are supposed to accept their ignorance to the fact, their abuse, their fraud, their waste, their cynicism, and there is nothing that anybody can do about it. And when people try to address people in the service field, in the business or corporate area, about the behaviors and the treatment, they don't want to hear it. Get out of my face. I have better things to do with my time. You are beneath me. I don't care. Go somewhere else. If you don't like the service here, you can always leave. That's not the point. The point is, there's a war. And sometimes people wait until the war before they start making changes, because there's some people that don't care about their job, their career. They're not serious about life. Humanity. They only care about their paycheck, how they're going to buy a new car, a new home, new clothes, pay their bills, and that's it. People try to get revenge because they feel as though that's the only way to solve the problem. But is it? Are there other ways? Sometimes we don't deal with people because they cause revengeful wars. You try to talk to them and address the issue, and they mock you, sit there and ignore you and push those little buttons, and I don't care, I'm important, I'm so privileged, and I'm so powerful, you cannot do anything about it. Oh, really? There are causes of war. Civil war. If we think we can recall a civil war that took place many, many years ago. But why? Why did we have a civil war? Why is that civil war still encoded in history? Does it mean that another civil war can take place? These generally take place when there is sharp internal disagreement within a country. The disagreement can be about who rules, how the country should be run, or the people's rights. These internal rifts often turn into what? Chasms that result in violent conflict between two or more opposing groups. Civil wars can also be sparked by separatist groups who want to form their own independent country, or in the case of the American Civil War, states wanting to secede from a larger union. Can it be a small civil war? Do all civil wars have to be huge? I don't know. Is there a need for a civil war? Some people feel like if we have a civil war, at least something good will arise. We will get something out of it. Changes will take place. And then others feel as though no war is good. But sometimes we just cannot get through the people. We can't reach people. And I want to just leave certain individuals alone. I don't want to have a conversation with certain individuals because their mind is already made up. They already talked about me or had their little meetings and mentioned my name. So I know their agenda is only about them. And they form this national opinion about somebody. And no matter what you do, it's still going to be about them. You could try to get along with them. And some people are just greedy. We talked about economic gain. The only time they want something to do with someone is to gain. And if they're not gaining, they start disrespecting. And they want people to just understand their needs. As if they're the only one that has needs, right? We all have needs. But in this world of classism, where if you don't have certain things, you can't afford certain things, you don't speak correct English, you don't have a certain type of education or background, some people have their mind made up about you from the beginning, but they will just play along just to gain. And they think that there's nothing that you can do about it. Defensive war. In the modern world, where military aggression is more widely questioned, countries will often argue that they are fighting in a purely defensive capacity against an aggressor or potential aggressor, that their war is therefore a just war. Sometimes we get defensive, but that's the only way we feel as though we can get our point across or survive. It's not that we're wrong for defending ourselves, but we just believe deep down inside that it's gonna get better. But right now we must defend ourselves. We're in that mode. And did I forget Revolutionary War? Did I skip over the whole entire focus of a war that is sparked from different types of tensions or ideology? Revolutionary War. These occur when a large section of the population of a country revolts against the individual or group that rules the country because they are dissatisfied with leadership. Revolutions can begin for a variety of reasons, including economic hardship amongst certain sections of the population or perceived injustices committed by the ruling group. Other factors can contribute to, such as unpopular wars with other countries. What about when communities, cities, groups come together and they have similar perspectives, experiences, and they want change and feel as though a revolution is the way? And at the end of this revolution, there will be a better world. Not saying that it is a violent revolution. I didn't come from that part of town today, but I'm just talking about Revolutionary War, and all war isn't violent. We can relate back to the beginning of this "what is war" conversation. So how do we get away from war? I don't think we can avoid war, because human beings, they react. They're human. But who are the ones that really begin and try to, for some reason, ignite a war? And people do ignite a war because it's something that they want. They start the war, they instigate, they parallel in hopes that they will gain something. And there are main causes. And what is the result? Well, I guess we need to talk to the ones that instigate, the ones that create the wars. It's something that they want. With all persons that are in control, they're trying to gain something. They're trying to gain some happiness that they probably never had. Something that they're trying to impose, change, obtain. But the truth sometimes doesn't come out until the war is over. And it's sad that we have to have a war in order to gain, when the world is supposed to be ours. and the fullness thereof. Everything in the world was supposed to satisfy human beings. And there was supposed to be enough for everyone. But something happened along the way. And we're here now in 2022 and we're asking questions. What is war? How did we get here? Why am I having this conversation? A conversation that is going on and on and on and on. And when is it over? I'm taking a break. Thanks, listeners, for being here with me today. I'm coming up to the end of What is War Part 4. And I enjoy talking about the main causes of war with you today because I think we reached a point where we have become aware of some of the things that's going on in the world today. I wasn't very specific. People have different opinions. They want to add more to what I said. Sometimes I only cover certain definitions and not all definitions. I might have my point of view and not others. There were some things that I wanted to incorporate, but I will do it at a later time. Economic, territorial, religion, nationalism, revenge, civil war, revolutionary war, and defensive war. What broad subjects? And I have my own views and my own points. Some people disagree with me, and that's fine. But I'm human. You have a right to speak, and I do as well. So with all that in mind, have a great week. I hope to come back soon to meet up and have these wonderful discussions. I'm out of here.